and welcome to Higher Ed, KUT's podcast focusing on issues of higher education, lifelong learning, and exercising the brain. I'm Jennifer Staton with KUT 90.5, Austin's NPR station, talking as always with Dr. Ed Berger, president of Southwestern University in Georgetown, Texas. Hello, Ed.
Hello, Jennifer. It is so good to welcome you back to our campus. And we have a special guest.
We do.
Which I'm very excited about. So Tristan Evans is a second-year student at Southwestern University who is planning to major in theater and business and was brave enough to be a student of mine 2 years ago as a first year in my course, Effective Thinking and Creative Puzzle Solving. And she was so wonderful that I asked her to be one of my presidential interns, which basically worked behind the scenes to help grade and take care of that class. And I asked her to join us. So welcome, Tristan.
Hi. Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here.
Really?
Of course, always.
Thank you.
Well, what is she supposed to say? The president is sitting right across the table from
her. I know. But I'm also a professor. And in that role, she always treats me shabbily. So I'm shocked that she's happy to be here. Tristan, tell us a little bit about yourself and in particular a little bit about your interest in theater and what you're working on right now.
Like President Berger said, I'm a sophomore here at Southwestern. My theater degree focuses in performance and directing. So right now I'm actually student directing two shows on campus, which has been a really exciting experience. And I'm actually in a third show, Don Juan, which is premiering in April on campus. I'm kind of pairing that with my business major in the hopes of pursuing arts administration or kind of working with nonprofits or theater companies. In my little to do free time, I usually like to read some plays or books every now and then, watch Netflix. I also work with admissions on campus. So I'm one of our student tour guides, which has been a really great experience too.
When you reflect back on our work on effective thinking and creative puzzle solving, both as a student and then as a student assistant and grader, any reflections, any differences between those two roles?
Well, in the class itself, it was so interesting to kind of learn how to retrain our brains to think in different ways, you might have said before, but we turned in homework from other classes and kind of had to apply effective thinking to our different classes and disciplines. So it was kind of a class that helped you improve in multiple ways in your classes and in discussions and life and all those things. As an intern, I think the biggest difference was that when I was working with the students, I was having to learn kind of how to lead them to think different ways. So I couldn't just help them answer questions or solve the puzzles. I had to kind of lead them down these different routes.
What did you learn about leading them to think in different ways? Or what did you take away from noticing the difference from student role to kind of intern and leader role?
I think the biggest difference I learned was that questions are very, very important and very valuable in education. So instead of kind of talking at a student, if you kind of question them and kind of force them to think out loud and get them to kind of explore their reasoning, I think that really benefited when we would be working together on things.
How did you spend your spring break?
I spent my spring break in Washington, D.C. with President Berger.
How exciting. I actually took my two interns. I brought them up to D.C. and we kind of worked the hill and we worked the city and saw a bunch of alumni. And what was your favorite part of the trip?
My favorite part was our absolutely amazing personal tour that we were given of the Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts. So we were shown like backstage of all the different theaters. I got to actually stand on the stage of one of the theaters. And as a theater person, that was a huge, really nerdy, exciting moment for me. So that was absolutely amazing.
Tristan, you know, we have a puzzler as part of the podcast, and each episode we either hear a new one or we get the solution to the previous episode's puzzler, and we're about to get the solution to the previous episode's puzzler, so I think you'll like that, given the class that you took with Dr. Berger and the class that you worked with him on. But I do have a question for you about that before we get to the solution. I'm just curious, you know, we talk in the podcast a lot about lifelong learning and effective thinking and sort of expanding beyond normal, I'm saying that in quotes, formal education. I'm curious what your parents, your family, your friends thought when you said, hey, I'm going to take a class that's about effective thinking and creative puzzle solving. What kind of response did you get, you know, to the question, what are you taking this semester?
Right.
Puzzle solving?
My mom personally loved it, and she would have me send her the puzzles every week, and she would see which of us could solve them first. So she absolutely loved it. A lot of people that lived on my hall with me actually took the class as well. So that was kind of fun, because on the puzzles we were allowed to work with each other. We would all kind of hang out in the middle of the hallway and kind of brainstorm off of each other, which was exciting. For my friends that weren't in the class, they'd always be like, oh, what's your homework today? And I was like, well, I still haven't solved this puzzle this week. And they're like, oh, I have a test. And I was like, yeah, mine's a little bit better. So it was a really interesting experience.
I detected maybe a note of jealousy there for those who were not in the class.
The class is open to anyone, and there's no cap, right. So there's always room for anyone.
Always room. So, Ed, let's stop our conversation just for a moment, and or switch it, rather, over to the solution to the puzzler. Well, you need pencil, paper, numbers, lots of numbers.
Let me remind our listeners what the puzzle was, which came from a listener. How can you produce the number 24 from the numbers 9, 6, 11, and 3 using addition, subtraction, multiplication, or addition? Or division.
I know some people got this fairly quickly, I understand.
Well, you understand because you were in the room. So our own producer, David, actually walked in the last time we were taping and gave me, I'm holding in my hand.
Oh, you still have it.
I have the piece of paper right here where he gave us the answer. But before that, I want to give my co-host a chance to shine.
Well, I'm not going to shine on this one. When I sat down to try to solve it, I started going down all kinds of different trails because I realized being able to use addition, subtraction, multiplication, and division, all four operations, and with all the digits, I just started literally playing around with different combinations and didn't hit upon the right combination very early on, so I sort of stopped.
I see. So use the strategy of waiting a week and getting the answer.
Well, that is one strategy. Well, what was going through my head was when I sat down to do this, I thought, okay, what is the best strategy to do? And I didn't come up with a good sort of plan of attack.
So first of all, the neat thing about this puzzle is that there are many, many solutions.
Oh, great.
And so let me tell you the one that our producer David came up with, because he just handed this to me. And again, we're supposed to use the numbers 9, 6, 11, and 3, and we're trying to produce 24. And here is David's solution. He notes that 9 minus 6 is 3. Mm-hmm. And he notices that 11 minus 3 is 8. And if you multiply those two together, you get 3 times 8, which is 24. So it's first do 9 minus 6, and then multiply that by first doing 11 minus 3, and you get 24. And that's his answer.
What I'm noticing about the way he approached it is he actually just sort of went for something straightforward and simple first. I was making it way too complicated. Divide at, you know, I was doing too many operations, and he just sort of went for what's something kind of simple to try first, and it worked.
So I tried something even more simple, and so this is another alternative but equivalent solution, which was I thought to myself, how in the world can you get to 24? Forget about the numbers. How can you get to 24? And I realized that an easy way of doing that is taking 33 and subtracting 9. 33 minus 9 is 24.
Oh, yeah.
And then what's 33? Well, 33 is actually 3 times 11. So I have 3 times 11 minus 9 equals 24. But what's 3? 3 is nothing more than 6 minus 3. So if you do 6 minus 3 first, multiply it by 11, and then subtract 9, you also get to 24.
Well, and what I love about the way that solution is that you start working backwards from 24. Mm-hmm. And then also given what you have, and also kind of thinking outside the box a little, because it said use the numbers, but it didn't necessarily say you had to use all of them.
Oh,
did you?
Did. Yes.
Oh, you
well,
did. Oh,
yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. No, no. Let's see.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
From the numbers 9,
oh, okay.
Yeah, you had to use them all, of course. You always, when there's a puzzle and there are numbers involved, you have to use them all,
okay.
And only once.
I'm writing that down.
Write
as a
that down
okay.
As an axiom. Now, Tristan, I want to get back to you. And when you talk about getting this private behind the scenes tour of the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C., I'd like to hear one surprise that you found there. It could have been an emotional reaction, or it could have been something that you learned, something that was unexpected. Can you share an unexpected epiphany from that tour?
I think the thing that I was not expecting was that in addition to housing theaters for performing arts, the building also housed many artifacts or tapestries, paintings, sculptures, many of which had been donated or gifted to America from multiple other countries. Many of them were also given to us after President Kennedy's death. And so it was kind of a very interesting museum and memorial feel with the actual performing arts, which kind of, I think, involved a lot of history and emotion in the building itself.
So, Tristan, we thank you so much for joining us for this episode of Higher Ed. Today, we're getting close to the end of our time, but I want to hopefully not put you on the spot, but I do have one more question for you. You're a second-year student at Southwestern University in Georgetown, Texas, and just from your vantage point, I'm wondering if you have piece of wisdom or a piece of advice or just anything that you've sort of learned during your formal education experience that you think you would like to share with maybe younger learners, even elementary school, maybe middle school or high school, to something that you have found useful in your learning and educational career.
I think kind of linking with President Berger's class, I think one of the biggest things I've learned, most important things that I've found very valuable, is teaching yourself to be very aware of your thinking patterns and to be aware of how you learn, what works best for you, and different ways to think about topics from outside-the-box perspectives, which is something that we really focus at Southwestern.
And before, Jennifer, you close us out, I feel like we should be like on those talk shows where people get to give plugs. So, Tristan, would you like to plug any of your upcoming theatrical events to our listening audience and invite them to join?
Don Juan, which is the last main stage theater department show, is happening at the very end of April.
And that'll be happening in our School of Fine Arts on the Southwestern University campus?
Yes.
Tristan Evans, a second-year student at Southwestern University in Georgetown, Texas. Tristan, thanks so much for being part of our episode today. And as always, thank you, Ed, for helping us keep our brain sharp. Dr. Ed Berger is president of Southwestern University in Georgetown, Texas. You can find out more at southwestern.edu. And you can keep your brain busy by keeping up with the news and other episodes of Higher Ed at KUT.org. You can also find us on iTunes. I'm Jennifer Staten with KUT News.
So